Welcome to Couples Becoming Intentional. I'm Carrie.
I am John.
And here at Couples Becoming Intentional, we want to equip you with different tools and resources so that you can live intentional lives with those that you love to leave a legacy that lasts. Welcome to this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. Today, we are talking all about getting ready for spring break with your family. So whether you are on spring break right now, there's still time. We're on spring break right now. Or you have spring break in just the next couple weeks or right around the Easter time. We're going to be just talking about some ways that you can make the most of it, whether you're staying home or going abroad.
Abroad?
Abroad.
Are people traveling internationally?
When I say traveling abroad, I mean outside of your city.
Around. Traveling around.
Around. There we go. Maybe not abroad, but around.
Around. Around.
So like I said in the beginning, we are on spring break right now. Can you share what are some of the things that we've done? We're home. We didn't go anywhere. I'm still working.
Yeah, we stayed home. I'm still a stay-at-home parent, and I don't know why they decided to put our right after daylight saving time.
Yeah, that was mean. I think we talked about this
so
last year,
tired.
Too.
Yeah. Do they have the same week?
Yeah, they've had it the same week last year.
I mean, it makes sense for like so that kids can get adjusted to it before they can go back
that's
to school.
Smart.
So the teachers don't have to deal with it.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's this week next year too.
I understand that in that aspect, it's still not fun for me.
No.
So it's been a long week and it's only Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So I think for the most part, we just kind of kept to our normal weekly schedule. So like yesterday we went to the library and I just took Finn along with us.
Yes, and that's what you guys normally do on Tuesdays. Yeah.
So Monday what did we do on Monday?
You guys just hung out
and
laid low.
Just played at home.
Legos.
Yeah.
Typical. It's all about Legos. Yeah. And then in the afternoon, we went to an arcade. It's a place in our town that has mini golf and go-karts.
Oh, yeah.
That...
It's not open yet.
It's not open yet, but the arcade inside is. So this is something that... As we like think about planning and prepping for spring break every year, our family is typically going to be home. Although next year I might look at flights to see something.
You say that every year.
Okay, but spring break we normally don't because it's just usually everyone else is traveling. However, most schools are in and most people are having spring break
around Easter.
And we just have an Easter break. We don't have off.
We have Good Friday.
We have Good Friday and Easter Monday off.
Right.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not us. Extended weekend.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I'm trying to...
So, yeah. Most people aren't going to be traveling during the kids' spring break.
Our kids' spring break for private school.
Yes. That's a different one that they have.
Yes.
So it could still work out.
Yes. What I'm trying to say is forward thinking. So Black Friday... This place that we went to on Monday always does a gift card sale, or they have the last 2 years. Historically, they've done this where you can get a $50 gift card for $25. And that's huge. So I know every Black Friday I get one. My mom ended up getting one for the kids and each of them got one for their birthday. So we're like rolling in this place's gift cards. And we love it because we love go-karts and we love mini golfing. However, we weren't able to do that. Always call to verify because March is always a funky month weather-wise for us in the Midwest.
Yeah.
A year ago, we were in 4 feet of snow.
It was a warmer winter this year.
It was a very... I don't think we ever got enough snow. Actually, we did that one time when we had to shovel the neighbor's driveway.
Yeah. That was like the only big snow. But yeah, like usually there's like this big, huge spring thaw and then it's like rivers are overflowing and streams.
No,
that didn't happen.
Normal here. So maximize, like if you know that you're going to be spending a staycation for spring break, future you is going to be thinking, what are some gift cards that I can be thinking about sales that I can stock up on to use? So we did use that, which is great because that didn't cost us anything. It was like put in the budget back in November because I always anticipate it every year.
Yeah. Last night we also went out to eat because you budgeted for it. We had the way we budget for it is anything we sell in the marketplace goes into a cash bin that we can use for eating out. So we had...
You really think that's what it was?
Was that... Because
that wasn't.
That's how we had ice cream last week.
Yes. So here's a little insight on how we do things in the Vaco house.
How Carrie does things, because apparently Carrie, John is oblivious.
How Carrie does finances. The money that we sell from things on the marketplace, because now we are past the baby phase. We're hanging on to some stuff, but we're like selling off stuff. Clothes, baby stuff, baby gear, because we just don't need it anymore. Mm-hmm. We have two kids who walk places now. We don't need the double stroller. We don't need the wagon.
When are we selling those?
I know, exactly. Those are the next ones on the list. Anytime we get cash for those, it goes into this jar. And we use that jar to go get ice cream down the block, or to use for other things I find on the marketplace.
Do you remember where we got this mug?
Yes, it is the skull mug from Mexico.
Yes. Was it from Merida?
Either Merida or Cancun. Those were the two cities. I think Merida.
Probably, because things are a lot cheaper.
So much cheaper in Merida.
Yes.
So we have like a set side of money that we use just always in cash that we can use for other cashy type things, because cash isn't real money.
Yeah.
Because girl math.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I know it is real money. I need to preface that because somebody called me out on it. It was so weird. Anyway.
Was it someone like 40 plus?
Yes. It was a male.
That makes sense. They're not in on the lingo.
No, he literally thought I was an idiot and did not know how to do finances. Because me and a coworker are talking about girl math. About how if I have cash, it's not real money.
And then he mansplained it to you.
He mansplained it to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Exactly. Anyway, how we are able to do like fun things over a staycation for spring break goes back to, if you listen to our episode that we did about the ultimate staycation, this is what we do, is I set aside money in a certain account that when we do fun staycations, and we do them spring break and Christmas break, that money from our side hustles get poured into that account, and then we use that money to pay for fun activities for us to do during these staycations. So that's where going out to eat came from last night.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We don't have that much in our jar. Did you see me have cash?
I didn't know if you deposited it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We have been going almost weekly basis to the
bank.
Credit union.
To get some sort of something.
So I don't know if you deposited or something.
No, but you know, right track. There are two different ways that you can help fund your epic staycation. I think the other thing that we do is we talked about this in the staycation episode, is we went around and asked everyone what is something that they want to do during the staycation, and they each got to pick one thing. And yeah. we have a variety of different things that we can do. Again, the things that they requested
were super easy.
Very,
like, no money required to do it.
One kid was a children's museum, which we have a membership to. But, like, this was the first time all four of us were actually able to go. Because normally it's just one parent taking one, or someone's in school. So we did that, which we already have a membership for. We did this amusement park arcade. Let me use that. We did the arcade that we had gift cards for. You want to go to a coffee shop. And I wanted to go out to eat.
Oh, so we haven't done mine yet.
No, we haven't done yours yet. So yours is the one on the list that we still get to do. I'm thinking maybe Friday.
Probably look Friday. Because you work tomorrow. So
I do work tomorrow. And tomorrow's cleaning day.
Well, I did go to a coffee shop today by myself.
But that doesn't count. Not spring break for the family of you walking to a coffee shop.
It was more out of need than
necessity.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And then the biggest thing for our kids that they're really liking is they can watch a movie.
Oh, yeah.
We did a movie night on Sunday night.
Yeah, where like typically we will only watch a show or a movie if it's not a school night. And
yes.
Well, this whole week is not school nights. Mm-hmm. So like being able to just have those extra days. We haven't watched
anything from
Sunday. But,
but it's those special things that they really enjoy.
Man, can you imagine being a single parent and having to take care of... It's a whole different ballgame when you, like... Yeah.
When you're a single parent and it's spring break, or... I don't know if you have thought about this yet, but when you go to work full-time, once our kids are in full-time school, what does spring break and Christmas break look like? Or when they're sick and both of us are working full-time? So if you are in that boat where you are a parent and you have two full-time incomes, please share with me, because this stresses me out. This makes me anxious about what this is going to look like for us in the future. So if you're in that boat, please send me a message, because I would love to know what you guys do. My job has, I'm very grateful for the flexibility that I have.
Yeah.
So I know that I can like work from home and work weird hours to get stuff done and be home with kids if need be.
Yeah. And I think more than likely I'll have that similar flexibility. Mm-hmm. So.
And then summers.
And then summers would be like, yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's why, yeah, when you usually it's like if one person's working in ministry, the other person just is.
Correct.
Full-time home.
Home. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Is it possible to have both?
I know. See, this is what we're working through. So any advice is greatly appreciated. We can interview you and we can have a conversation on the podcast about how to navigate this. But that is a future John and Carrie problem.
Mm.
That we in a future John and Carrie opportunity that we get to work through. Right now we're talking about spring break and how you can make it fun. Right now in the Midwest we have very great weather, just like so blessed. Like right now
it is nice.
It got warm. Into the 70s.
Yeah,
it got to 70.
Let me rephrase
that. So lots of outside time
and
for us.
Tomorrow it's supposed to rain all day and be 42, of high of 42.
Okay, so we're embracing this first part of the week with being outside as much as we can. So last night after we went out to dinner, I told John, I was like, let's just go to a park. And I just found the closest park to where the restaurant was. And we just like went to the park and played. And because it was nice out. And we can just run and get our wiggles out and then go home and it was time for bed. It was so nice. So I think like when it comes to spring break, if you're choosing to stay home, what are the fun things in your town that you can do that maybe you only do with one child or you don't get to do very often as a family to just say yes to it? Include your children in on that. Maybe make a list of different things that you guys want to do, free and maybe cheap activities to be able to do, and just embrace it.
Or even like the activities that you can find that you don't get to do often in your own house, of like maybe you are a board game family, you do like you play more board games, or having that little bit more just leniency when it comes to screens, or just like something that like will involve the whole family but also be something that's like super exciting and fun.
We got a fun cereal this week.
Yeah,
that was something that we only do for birthdays or like Christmas week, so we got a picked up a fun sugary cereal that we usually don't do. And yeah, just like the fun little things that you can add to make things a little bit more enjoyable. And have it be something that they look forward to. So when you hear of all these people who are traveling all during spring break, that you don't feel like, oh, I missed out because I'm not able to do that. It's like, no, I got to have Cookie Crisp for breakfast. Which is true. Small bowls and eat a banana. Because that's a lot of sugar.
Because bananas don't have sugar in them.
Okay, but at least they're going to help you feel full rather than the small bowl of really sugary cereal. But embrace it. Enjoy it. It goes by fast.
Well, that'll do it for this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and rating.
Yeah.
In Apple Podcasts or in Spotify Podcasts, because those are the only two platforms that allow it, or
that we know of.
Yeah, because we're not on YouTube.
No,
because you can't like subscribe and leave a comment.
No, you can send us a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Vaco or at Jonathan Vaco.
Yes. Yep. That'll do it.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. As always, if you have a question that you would like us to answer here on the podcast, you can go ahead and send us an email at jcvhouse@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Vaco. We'd love to be able to answer and feature you on here on the podcast. And as always, if there is somebody in your life who would benefit from this episode, feel free to go ahead and send them the link. And if you love this content, we'd love to be able to hear from you. So go ahead and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts.
Until next time, we love you and we appreciate you.
See you guys.
Bye.